almost 4 million Australians describe themselves as daily smokers, and about 30% have at some point tried to quit. Many will have been offered the prescription drug Champix, which is covered by the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. But Champix is the subject of some controversy. By May 2010, the Therapeutic Goods Administration had received over 1,000 reports of suspected adverse reactions, including depression and anxiety. Since then, experts have been questioning why it's still available and why it's included in the PBS, as Zoe Ferguson reports.
Have you ever tried to quit cigarettes? Which technique did you try? Patches? Gum? Going cold turkey? Or did you consider using the drug Champix? Do you know what it is?
It was developed in 1997 by Pfizer, the large pharmaceutical multinational, and the idea is that it works to help people quit smoking in a way that's different to the sort of most popular method, which is nicotine replacement therapy, NRT as it's called. NRT gives a smoker small doses of nicotine, whereas Champix is a drug that blocks the craving that occurs when people are going through withdrawal when they're not smoking. So it's quite a different process.
That's Dr. Ross McKenzie. He's a lecturer in health studies at Macquarie University in Sydney. Champix has been touted as the most effective smoking cessation drug, but as to whether it's safe, some experts are left wondering. In September this year, the Queensland coroner ruled that Champix contributed to 22-year-old Timothy John taking his own life in April 2013. He had been using Champix for just 8 days. The Therapeutic Goods Administration admit there are a series of psychiatric symptoms with use of Champix. They include depression, anxiety, aggression, mood swings, self-harm, and hallucinations. And these are severe side effects, Ross McKenzie says, especially compared to other smoking cessation techniques.
The side effects of NRT are things like, you know, if you take the lozenge, you might get a tingling on your tongue. You might get an upset stomach from it. The nicotine patches might give you a skin rash. Okay, these are irritants. They're not really very dangerous. But with Champix, we have something that really isn't working in any great population sense as a smoking cessation aid, but it has really significant psychiatric side effects. So, you know, I don't see the argument personally. I don't really understand why it's available on the PBS.
According to Dr. Sarah White, director of Quit Victoria, varenicline, or Champix as it's more popularly known, is the most effective drug in Australia when it comes to helping people quit cigarettes. And she says that smoking cessation drugs, including Champix, are good because smoking is the leading cause of preventable death and disease in Australia.
So cigarettes kill 15,000 odd Australians every year. So smoking should never really be underestimated as a health concern.
Sarah White says a recent study has already proven the side effects of Champix aren't as severe as they're made out to be.
There was a very, very large study done by the makers of Champix, and it was done at the request of and actually designed in collaboration with the US Food and Drug Administration and the European Medicines Agency. And what that very large trial showed was that there was no increase in neuropsychiatric adverse events for people without any history of mental illness, nor was there any increase in events for people who had a controlled mental illness.
But that 2016 study was funded by Pfizer, the manufacturer of Champix. And that's worrisome, says Professor Lisa Barrow. She's a researcher in evidence-based healthcare at the University of Sydney.
If you see an industry-funded drug trial, you need to approach it with skepticism. And this is because we've actually have a Cochrane review on this that shows that industry-sponsored drug trials tend to overestimate the efficacy of the products they're testing.
So how can a drug's effectiveness be measured when it has side effects that negatively impact your mental health and quality of life?
You would normally look at two types of data. You tend to look at the randomized controlled trials to assess efficacy, and you might look at observational data, which means data that's collected when the drug is used after approval to assess harm. And the reason you would do that is because harms are usually much less frequent than the outcome you're measuring for efficacy, and so you'd need a much greater body of evidence for that. And so often when we have the trials that are submitted for regulatory approval, they might be insufficient in their data on harm.
The TGA wants to increase awareness about the side effects of Champix and for people to be honest with their doctor about their mental health before filling out a prescription. But Ross McKenzie says that's just not enough.
You know, my sense is if you've got that many warnings going on for something that's not working in a real sort of population sense in terms of getting people to quit smoking, I think there's a point where you just have to, you know, look at this again and see if it's worth it. You know, do the risks outweigh the benefits? And what they're ignoring in a lot of cases is the simple reality that most people have quit smoking without anything, you know, cold turkey, unassisted, you know, these are the various names for it. Quitting is a process that can take 12, 15, 20 attempts. And that should be encouraged, I think, before you start putting people on medication that has very serious side effects.
That's Dr. Ross McKenzie there from Macquarie University, ending that report by Zoe Ferguson.